540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. FEMA's pledging long-term support in Hawaii.
We are going to be with the people of Hawaii, as I have committed to the governor every step of the way.
Administrator Deanne Criswell says FEMA is now moving displaced people from shelters to hotels and giving them stipends for supplies. Meantime, the search continues for hundreds still missing in Maui. CBS's Tony DeCopel.
Kihei, where we are now, is home base for the relief efforts, which are ongoing, including the National Guard, also FEMA. They're providing, among other things, and this is hard to talk about, cadaver dogs to help with what is a very delicate search for bodies, loved ones that have been described to us as, at this point, mostly ash, which is why of the 96 victims so far, only two have been positively identified, and families are being asked to drop off DNA samples.
Hawaii's governor warns scores of people could be found dead among debris. NASA's warning July's record heat is just a hint of what's to come. Administrator Bill Nelson.
Mother Nature is sending us a message, and that message is we better act now before it's too late to save our climate. In other words, to save our planet.
Former President Trump could face his fourth indictment this week in Georgia. CBS's Jared Hill.
Legal experts expect the Fulton County DA could bring charges against the former president and his allies through Georgia's racketeer influence and corrupt organizations law, known as RICO, alleging a wide-ranging conspiracy.
This all stemming from the 2020 election. Six white former Mississippi cops who tortured two black men have pleaded guilty to more criminal charges. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
The former Brandon, Mississippi police officers had earlier admitted their guilt in a separate federal civil rights case. Prosecutors say some of the officers nicknamed themselves the Goon Squad since they often used excessive force, especially on black men, and then covered it up.
Larry Snelling's been tapped to be Chicago's next police superintendent.
We cannot do this alone as a police department. Every member of this city has to be a stakeholder. And I am willing to sit down, have a conversation with any and everybody within this city.
He still needs approval from the city council. A former NFL player is fighting a family in Tennessee who banked off his story at the box office. CBS's Matt Piper explains.
He was the subject of the 2009 movie The Blind Side, starring Sandra Bullock.
Do you have any place to stay tonight? Don't you dare lie to me.
She won an Oscar for the role. Now, Michael Orr says the Tuohy family never actually adopted him and instead made millions thanks to the story.
The conservatorship started two decades ago. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. There's ongoing instances of flash flooding within the city of Waukesha. There's also a considerable number of customers served by We Energies in the county without power. Intersections prone to flooding are now under a few inches of water. Previous rainfall rates were about 2 inches per hour. A flood watch is in effect until 11 tonight. Authorities are advising the public to steer clear of areas that are typically susceptible to flooding and to refrain from attempting to navigate through floodwaters. We Energy says they're working to restore power. Your bank might be closing. Pete Schwabe has more.
Associated Bank, based in Green Bay, is set to close six offices across Wisconsin and Illinois by November. The affected branches locally include the South Howell location and a South Milwaukee branch. They'll be consolidated with offices in St. Francis and Oak Creek.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really fair. I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The
Maggie Dawn Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jay. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Start off with some good news. Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, is coming to Milwaukee tomorrow. He's expected to speak about the Inflation Reduction Act, the so-called soft infrastructure, as well as hard infrastructure that's really powered the economy, Bidenomics. He's going to give a speech. Now, here's the deal. Civic Media is going to interrupt its broadcast to carry his remarks live, which is, I think, a terrific thing. You'll hear Joe Biden live on this network. The tentative time is 1 p.m. That's the start of the Todd Albo show. My friend Todd Albo, a terrific host, a really terrific host. His show is 1 to 3. So definitely tune in for Todd's show. Now, will Biden be on right away at one? I've never in politics seen especially a presidential candidate, much less a president, come to town and actually start the exact time he said. But it'll be sometime in my judgment in Todd's show. And you'll hear Joe Biden live, and you'll hear some commentary. It'll be a really, really good show. A lot to talk about today. A lot happened over the weekend. Much of it not good. I want to start out with Donald Trump, unfortunately. Donald Trump taunted the federal judge in Washington, D.C., taunted her, Tanya Chutkan, great federal judge. Remember, she imposed a protective order on Friday that bars him from making inflammatory statements and warning him about doing it. Well, right after midnight today, on Truth Social, he posted her picture and an attack on her. The judge. He's been doing this to Jack Schmidt, but the prosecutor, but the judge. He said, quote, this judge with her picture obviously wants me behind bars. She's very biased and unfair. Now, what he has done in doing that is not only disobeying the protective order, but he's also exposed the judge to danger. And he's done this in New York, and he's done it everywhere. Anybody in the federal government, especially the Department of Justice, prosecutes him, stands up to him, issues a subpoena. He said it about the FBI. He said it about the Attorney General. In response, and I'm going to tell you what Tanya Chutkan is doing, but I also want to tell you what she could do and what I think I would do in her position. what she has said before, and obviously she hasn't said anything since the wee hours of today when he did this, but she said, if you persist in doing this, we're going to have a very early trial. We will speed up the trial. She said, quote, the more a party makes an inflammatory statement about this case, which could taint the jury pool or intimidate potential witnesses, the greater the urgency will be that we proceed to trial to ensure a jury pool from which we can select an impartial jury. That was an excellent statement. Now, remember, Jack Schmidt, the prosecutor, had suggested, urged, his position is a trial on January 2nd, the day after New Year's Day. January 2nd. Now, Trump has half of August, all of September, October, November, and December to prepare his case. And unlike the documents case, this is not anything having to do with some documents that they're going to fight over. He has personally, publicly spoken and tweeted things, or truth socialed things. Trump's response to Jack Schmidt's demand for a January 2nd trial was, well, that wouldn't be convenient for me in my campaign. The Iowa caucuses are January 15th. Now let's hold the phone here for a second. Tanya Chutkan can set this case whenever she wants. If Trump tried to appeal that within the case, that's called an interlocutory appeal. They're very rarely permitted. And there's nothing unreasonable under the Speedy Trial Act of making him go to trial on January 2nd. But be careful about a couple of things. I don't trust his lawyers, and I don't trust him. What if the day before trial he claims that his lawyer's in the hospital? That kind of thing. Keep an eye on this guy. He's very sneaky, as well as violent, but he is very, very sneaky. Now, I see you on the lines. I'm going to get to you in a second, but here is what I would do, and here are some other things that Tanya Chutkan can do. First of all, she's confronting a reality. This is a guy who right now is in the lead for the Republican nomination for president. He was the president at one time, and the polls show Joe Biden beating him, but sometimes within the margin of error. Now, take another case. Have you heard of Sam Bankman-Fried, the crypto thief, cryptocurrency thief, FTX crypto? He has been criminally charged for fraud, and he was let out on bail for $250 million in the Palo Alto, California mansion of his parents. And he was told, just like Trump, don't try to tamper with witnesses. What did he do? It was actually not quite as serious as what Trump did. He released in a sneaky fashion to the New York Times letters his former girlfriend had written him and statements. Former girlfriend, Carolyn Ellison, she was his lover and his business partner, and she's going to testify against him to save her own hide, as well as two of his other business partners. And some of her communications said things like this. The breakup significantly decreased my excitement about this company. I'm too associated with you in a way that is painful. Making things weird. It doesn't really look like there's an end in sight. What he's trying to do is impeach her, scare her. He was told not to do it, and scare his other business partners. The judge in that case is a no-nonsense guy. He says, oh, really? Right there in court, he says, you're going to jail right now till October 2nd, the trial. And the sheriff says, take off your coat, your belt, and your tie, and they carried him out of the courtroom. Now, can you do that with Donald Trump? Yes, you can, especially putting up a picture of the judge and essentially inviting violence against her. That is what I would do. Bring him into court. If he doesn't come on the appointed date, issue a bench warrant. That requires the FBI and others to arrest him if they see him. If there's a mob around him, they just bring reinforcements. This guy is a traitor to the United States, and he has got to be put in prison, in my view. Go to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Yeah, I got a question only you can help me with, Matt. I did some reading. The 14th Amendment specifically talks about insurrection, and anybody who commits insurrection or co-conspirators are not able to ever run for office. In the oath of office that Trump took and many of the Republicans, it states specifically, help me out if I'm wrong, stop me, that they take an oath of office to protect our country from foreign and domestic terrorism. Everybody knows he committed domestic terrorism. So if that's the case, and according to the 14th Amendment, how can he possibly get off?
Excellent question. I personally think he is barred from running again or serving as president. But let me tell you the legal and political realities. First of all, you are not alone. There's a number of the, I think, most eminent constitutional scholars who said the same thing. It does not require a criminal conviction for insurrection or rebellion. It simply requires that it be done. But who decides that it was done? I just did. You just did. So do these constitutional scholars. Trump's base will say no. And then what happens? When he goes to put his name on the ballot, what are the clerks going to do? The way to keep him off is to bring lawsuits on every state where he tries to get on the ballot and have them throw him off for this. There are six tarantulas on the U.S. Supreme Court, and he appointed three of them. What do you think they're going to do? My fear, I'm being realistic now. My fear is they will say, look, he can run, and then we'll look at it later. Well, if he runs and wins, yeah, they'll look at it later. That's a big, big burden. It's a big lift to throw a guy out of something he just won. I couldn't agree with you more, but this is the ultimate reality check. When 35% of the people in this country want him, and I don't think it's as high as the 40s, as people say, but probably 30%, 35%. That's a big number. That's a lot of our fellow Americans. That's a lot of my fellow veterans. And if they want him, that's a lot of political pressure. That's a lot of legal pressure. So I think that you are correct technically. I think you stated it very well. He took an oath of office to support the Constitution of the United States. That's in the Constitution, and to protect this country from all enemies, domestic and foreign. He's not doing that. He serves Putin's interest. You know that. He led an insurrection on January 6th. Police officers were beaten. One of them was almost kicked and beaten to death till he said, I have four daughters. And they let him off. But he had brain damage. That's Michael Fanone. He had to retire. 140 officers were attacked by that mob that he ginned up. And many of them were on disability for a long, long time. You saw the video. They beat them on the head with poles. They dragged them down the stairs by their ankles with their heads bouncing against the stairs. You do that with a guy, especially a middle-aged guy, he's going to get a subdural hematoma. That's what he did. He can't serve. Here is the wrinkle. 30% of the country wants him. And that is what is impeding this. We're going to a break. I see the rest of you on the line. I'll get to you right after the break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
I'm Tony Burrell, Superintendent of the Wisconsin State Patrol. Public safety is our primary mission. Every day, our troopers and inspectors work hard to keep people and commerce moving safely. But drivers need to do their part. That means following these simple rules. Buckle up, phones down, slow down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A life-saving message sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 55. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 76. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Lows around 56. Tomorrow night. Mainly sunny skies and calm Wednesday, with highs in the low 80s, chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break right now. Right after I call on Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Dick, what's in your mind today?
Actually, I was going to bring up that cryptocurrency judge because I would have loved to have him on this case. But that said, this morning I'm watching Morning Joe. They had Chuck Rosenberg on there, and I just can't stand the guy. He would not answer the question openly about the situation that we're talking about with him. But he finally said something to the effect, well, you know, he's running for president, and it's a really slippery slope type thing. I'm paraphrasing him. And then he brought up how tough it would be from the standpoint of the security people, the Secret Service. And then somebody finally said, well, why not put him under house arrest, put him at Mar-a-Lago, with a bracelet on his ankle. You can't be out campaigning and you can't be talking. Then the Secret Service can watch him there at Mar-a-Lago. But he made this stupid statement about, well, if he was actually sent to jail, how do they actually watch him? The Secret Service people. I don't really particularly care. And if they should arrest him, maybe they should put him in the car the way he suggested years back.
Interesting. Yeah, let me unpack that just real quick. First of all, Tanya Chutkin right now has indicated that the more he pulls this, the more likely she'll do an early trial. She may do a January 2nd trial. I don't think that's sufficient, number one. Number two, yeah, you could put him under house arrest in Bedminster, Mar-a-Lago, and require him to have a bracelet and he can't leave. But if he leaves at some point, you put out a bench warrant and you have to have him arrested. And if he is convicted and gets sentenced to prison for what he did in any of these cases, it's really not fair that he get house arrest where the average person doesn't. The way to handle it is this. There are very, very high security prisoners already that we have with people trying to kill them. And you simply isolate him. I told you there's this prison in Danbury, Connecticut. That's sort of a country club prison. They call it for white collar defendants. It has a tennis courts. I think it has a deli and all that kind of stuff. Or there's a maximum security out in Colorado. And they put El Chapo in there. They'll put ISIS, jihadist criminals out there. So you put him in a cell out there. You may have to reserve two or three cells for the FBI and for the Secret Service. And he's essentially in solitary. You know, he can look out the window. They bring him out in the yard every, 8 hours or so, and he can walk around, smell the air, and then go back in. You can protect him. The point is, everything that I have just described is, it's mind-boggling that we even have to have this conversation. I mean, look, this guy is out on bail in three courts, three jurisdictions. It's bail. They didn't charge him money, but they have conditions and they let him go. I mean, how can you run, how can people support a guy running for president who's out on bail in three jurisdictions, pretty soon four jurisdictions? We're going to go quick to the lines. We're going to start with Gene of Eau Claire. The rest of you don't hang up. I'll get back to you right away. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Thanks, Matt. I'll make it short and swift. And that is, you commit the crime, you do the time. There's no excuses. The guy's a criminal. He should be treated like one. And I'm sick of all this special treatment because this guy became the president, abused his power, hurt many people, is a danger to our country, period. End of sentence. Thank you very much, Matt. You have a good day. Great show. Thank you. Bye.
Excellent call, as always. Lance of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. Lance, what's your mind today?
Yeah, I think the way this is going to play out is they're going to try to put the trial off as late as possible, because the later they put it towards the election, the more it's going to hurt him. And then it would be, you know, right in the news right around election time. And should they prosecute him and arrest him, put him in jail, whatever, that would give less time for Republicans to bring someone else up to make a run for it.
Yeah, that's an interesting, very interesting insight, Lance. Let me tell you, there's two ways of looking at it. One is, if they try him in January and he's convicted, that is information that can be taken into account in the rest of the Republican primaries and caucuses, too. And they might try to squeeze a guy like Youngkin or one of these guys in there. But you're right, we can't control everything. But I agree with you, and I agree with what Gene just said, and that is the law applies to everybody. Everybody. Why should this guy be able to get special treatment? He did what he did, and now he's going to be tried by a jury of his peers. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. Mark, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, well, the Constitution demands early a speedy trial, so, you know, that not having a speedy trial is you know, violating his constitutional rights. But a minor correction to that, that the Constitution is fairly simple on what the oath is. It's best of their ability to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Everything else is implied that they're supposed to obey the laws, preserve the laws, but, I mean, he violated his oath, pure and simple. And, I mean, for all those conservatives out there, I recommend that they actually read the Constitution. It's not that hard to read. It's in pretty simple language. There's a few places where it's a little confusing, but it's not all that confusing. And try reading the Wisconsin Constitution as well. That it's clear that the our current districts are unconstitutional, and the educational system must have failed all the Republicans if they think the current legislative districts are constitutional, because they don't neither know the definition of contiguous or compact.
Right. Excellent call. Yeah. And let me just build on the Constitution includes the 14th Amendment, because the Constitution includes all of the amendments. Some of the most important, not I wouldn't say the most important, but provisions of the Constitution are in the amendments. The First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third Amendment. Well, the 14th Amendment, if you're involved in insurrection, you can't serve in office. And that squarely applies to this guy. He's no good, and we can't have him in his presence. We're coming to a break. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says they are working to find long-term solutions for people who've lost everything in Hawaii's wildfires.
We are working very closely with the governor to better understand all available options whether that means longer term we bring in tiny houses or transitional housing units.
It's also giving away $700 payments for families to stock up on supplies. And resources keep pouring in from churches, charities, and celebrities like Oprah, who've been touring Damage with survivors.
You seem so okay.
You know, our life is the blessings. That's all we're thankful for.
96 people have died in these fires, but Criswell says crews are scouring neighborhoods and could find more victims.
We have brought in additional canine dogs, cadaver dogs. They are on the ground today, and I believe there's a few more coming, and additional search and rescue personnel to come in and support this effort.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's ongoing areas of flash flooding in the city of Waukesha. Eastmoreland and Delafield Street is one of those areas, with other flood-prone intersections also under several inches of water. Earlier rainfall rates were near 2 inches per hour, with a flood watch running through 11 tonight. Police say to avoid normally flooded areas and to not try to drive through floodwater. There's also concerns for communities along Lake Michigan.
A beach hazard statement is also in effect through Tuesday morning, as life-threatening waves of 4 to 8 feet and dangerous currents are expected on Lake Michigan. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The timing of the traffic tie-up due to the president's visit tomorrow isn't officially known yet. President Joe Biden is visiting a wind turbine company with offices near the Brewers ballpark on Canal Street. We think the event is happening early in the afternoon. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get you in order. Gordon of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. Gordon, what's on your mind today?
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Flynn. I've known you for a little while, way back. My concern about all the anger towards Mr. Trump, and it's well-deserved anger, I would hope that part of that energy is transferred from trying to get rid of him to electing state representatives, state senators, members of Congress, and members of the U.S. Senate, which are as important, if not more important, than Mr. Trump. I just would like that energy, that passion that we have against him, be transferred to for some good Democrats.
That is a very profound call. And I want to highlight that to everybody before, as we're going to the next caller. There is a temptation when you demonize somebody, and even if he deserves it, to spend your whole time doing that. But how about the good things the Democratic Party does? How about what Joe Biden has accomplished? How about the fact that in the last two cycles, Democrats got more votes for the legislature than Republicans, but they only got one third of the Senate seats and almost close to a little over one third of the assembly seats? The gerrymander is a fraud. We have to elect Democrats. Right now, there are eight congressional districts in this country, in this state, and we only have two Democrats. I remember not too long ago when there were nine of them and we had seven Democrats. Not just gerrymandering. It is partly gerrymandering. It's partly the whole wave of the shift in politics in the state. So what Gordon of Milwaukee just said really bears deep thought by all of us, is this transfer a lot of this energy, and we'll stand up to Trump, but let's transfer it into something productive and positive to get Democrats elected to office. Excellent call. Thanks for calling. Dan and Monona, my friend, thank you for calling. What's your mind today, Dan?
It doesn't matter if Trump gets convicted three times or not. His base is, have you seen these geniuses? They don't believe anything is true, what happens to them. They're just so out there. But if you ask them, what policies or things that Trump did during his presidency that they like, they don't know. Like, oh, he brought back the old light bulb. That was really great. Thanks. They're just, they're really, I like the interviews on YouTube. They're great.
Yeah, Dan, that's a very good call. I know exactly what you're saying, that there is a tendency to think that, okay, we indict him another time and that'll polish him off. That won't polish him off because other people, it's like water off a duck's back. But there are a couple of things, and I want to play off of what Gordon of Milwaukee said and you. Think about this. Right now, our economy, under Bidenomics, unemployment is as low as it's been since 1969. Inflation is getting under control. The Fed has lifted their inflation warning. Wages have gone up. You can get a job, and you can get a job in better wages than you did before. The economy right now, the CHIPS Act, hard infrastructure, soft infrastructure, it's all come together. The point that the Republicans make, they'll say stuff like, oh, the economy is no good. No, the economy is very, very good. When they say they want what Trump did, what did Trump do? Trump weakened NATO, threatened to pull us out. This time he said he will pull us out. Vladimir Putin, praised Vladimir Putin, who's a genocidal sadist, and frankly, grabbed all the money he could. His son-in-law, Kushner, grabbed $2 billion from the Saudi Arabians. He was a crooked guy. He is a crooked guy. His administration was a crooked administration. We don't need him, and we don't need any of that crooked stuff in the government. But Gordon had a good point, and that is you don't just win on negativity. A lot of people say, all right, well, what are you guys doing? What do you mean, what are we guys doing? What do you mean, we guys doing? You take somebody like Ron Johnson, says that we should vote on Social Security every budget, revote. Tim Scott the guy from Florida goes, well, we should sunset it after 5 years. Does anybody care that Franklin Roosevelt got it passed in 1935? And the Supreme Court was about to invalidate it as unconstitutional until he threatened to pack the court and scared a guy, and one of them chickened out, and 5-4, it went the right way. The things you take for granted, Social Security, low unemployment, decent wages, unions, although they've been under attack for a long time, and a decent society, is a Democratic Party and some moderate Republicans. I'll tell you what, Trump is not George H.W. Bush, Ronald Reagan, he's none of those people. It's a radical party, radical, radical party. And picking up on that, let's take a look at Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County. All right, we're going to go to Fulton County. We're going to start with Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bob. What's in your mind today?
Well, just a recap, something I saw this morning. The Jared Kushner $2 billion is actually $3.1 billion. It's $2 billion from the Saudis, but most of the other billion is three other oil states, including AEE, you know, the... And
UAE,
a couple of those, you know, with the letters in the small towns, small Persian Gulfstones. And American is 1% of his fund. How does a real estate guy become a funds manager?
Well, also, Bob, you could point out that what it was is an intended transfer of money to his pockets and then to Trump. Why do I say that? Because the arrangement for funds at that level are the fund manager gets 2% a year off the top, even if he does a lousy job. 2% of 1 billion is 20 million. 2 billion is 4%, 3 billion is 60 million. So he gets 60 million if he has 3 billion under management and fees. And all he has to do is hire a few secretaries and buy a few computers. 60 million bones. 60 million. Then he'll get 1.5% of anything he gets over the S&P 500 index. So let's say the S&P 500 returns 10%. If he returns 12%, he also, in addition to the other, gets 1.5% of the extra. So he makes a lot of bets trying to beat the S&P 500. Say he blows it. And they say he blows half the fund. He doesn't care because he still gets 2%. That was a money transfer to him and Donald Trump. Thank you very much for calling. And I had not realized that the United Arab Emirates and some of the others threw another $1 billion into his pocket. I want to talk about Atlanta, Fannie Willis. When I went on the air just now, just before I went on the air, about an hour before, she gotten through 5 of the 10 remaining witnesses. They expect that she will get through several of the rest today and that indictment could come down tomorrow or the next day. Under Georgia law, it has to be immediately returned. They can't stick it in their pocket and think about it to the judge, and he's got to stay in the courtroom too. He's got to sit there. So if they go into the evening, the guy sits there. Then they issue the indictment. The word is it's going to be multiple counts against Trump and multiple other parties. And I think it's also what we call a mini RICO, a state RICO, racketeering and corrupt organization conspiracy. In other words, a racketeering enterprise among various actors. Now, let me tell you an amazing fact that just came out up until 2 days ago, one day ago. We all knew, I knew that in Coffee County, Georgia, and by the way, coffee is spelled like a cup of joe, C-O-F-F-E-E, small county in Georgia. Coffee County, Georgia, some of Trump operatives were admitted by a criminal clerk down there into the voting area, and they copied all the voting information off the machines. That should be a felony. And I think you'll see that Fannie Willis says it is a felony. But everybody thought, and Trump's people go, oh, well, you know, that's just some zealous folks. It was not zealous folks. It was the Trump on down, from top down, because they just unearthed some emails in the Trump organization, and one of them went like this, quote, I just landed in D.C. with the mayor, i.e. Rudy Giuliani. Huge things starting to come together. Most immediately, we were just granted access by written invitation, yay, Y-A-Y. It came from Misty Hampton, who's this gal who I think probably now is cooperating to save herself, the Coffee County election official, who then claimed falsely that the county machines could swap votes. So if you voted for Trump, it'd show Biden, which was false. It was false. That was then circulated by the Trump lawyer connected to Giuliani. And you remember Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss, African-American woman and her daughter? They got death threats. They had to leave town. They lost their business. They made these leather purses and they were afraid to go into their shop and they had to shut it down. They sued Giuliani for libel, defamation. Giuliani the other day admitted that he had defamed them, and he's going to be in the hook for large damages. Now, I've got to say something. Fannie Willis is not even an attorney general. She's a DA of a large county, Fulton County, that's Atlanta. She's the DA, and she has the chutzpah, the guts, the cojones, to bring a RICO action. She puts all this together. It will include fake electors. She gave immunity to some electors to rat on the other electors, and they're all getting swept into this net. I got a question. What's happening in Wisconsin? What is happening in Wisconsin? We have 10 fake electors, and we have Ron Johnson, who is running around with the Michigan state electors in his pocket. And according to paragraph 101 of the indictment, the Wisconsin electors too, which I hadn't known about before. And he had his chief of staff try to get him to Pence's chief of staff, who chickened out. He absolutely chickened out. And Johnson was part of this. He was part of this, and he claimed I was only involved for 3 seconds. Then later he said I was only involved for, what, a minute or something. You can commit a lot of felonies in 3 seconds, believe me. Believe me, you can commit a lot of crimes in 3 seconds or a minute. Then you have Voss setting up the hearing room. Voss, Robin Voss, yeah, that one. And Fitzgerald, who was in the state Senate at the time, getting it facilitated. If Fannie Willis were a DA here, there'd be a RICO action here in Wisconsin. What is going on? And I'm afraid to say, I mean, it's hard to make predictions totally, but I got to tell you, and you got to call the office there, why are they prosecuting fake electors in Michigan? Why are they prosecuting fake electors, Giuliani, and a lot of other folks, including a former state officials in Georgia? And then what do we got here? We got crickets, nothing but crickets. There is no investigation pending right now. Absolutely no investigation pending right now. That is wrong, and something should be done. We have 1 minute. Mary of Madison, if you can squeeze it into a minute, love to hear what you have to say, and then I'll respond after the break.
Hey, Matt. You have to remember to include Jim Rufus, right? Because some people are saying that he might be the co-conspirator number, is it six? That he was involved in one of the original memos. But didn't also Jim Troupas oversee that this horrible gerrymandering in Wisconsin? So these guys go way back. I mean, they go back to 2011 when they were trying to overthrow the Democratic democracy in Wisconsin.
Excellent point, Mary. I got to go to a break, but I'm going to pick up on that right after the break. I wasn't limiting it just to the 10 electors and the other three guys. Fannie Willis is taking care of business. We got to take care of business in this state. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 59. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. High of 76. Lows around 56 tomorrow night. Clear skies Wednesday with daytime highs approaching 81. 79. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some of the callers have mentioned Robin Voss and the impeachment issue. I want to hit that right now. I think it's very, very important. Robin Voss shot his mouth off. Headline in the Milwaukee paper, I assume it was in some other papers, said that he and the Republicans will impeach and remove from office Janet Protasiewicz, a great judge, if she doesn't recuse herself on the gerrymander cases. Now, let's unpack that real quick. Robin Voss is illegitimate. He's an illegitimate speaker. He's a speaker in an assembly that is two seats away from having a supermajority, in other words, two-thirds, and he didn't even win the majority of the legislative votes in the last election. So the Democrats get over 50% of the vote, and they get one-third of the seats. That is fraud. That is corruption. Now, Janet Protasiewicz beat her opponent, a Republican opponent, by almost 11 points, 10 and a half points, 55-45, a little more than that. That is a landslide in any case, in any state, and in this state, a purple state, it's really a landslide. The Republicans want to get her out of there. And what? Tony Evers, if I'm Tony Evers, I reappoint her the minute she's out of there. And then they go through it all over again. Requires a majority in the assembly. They have that. It requires two-thirds in the Senate. They have that barely. If one senator, and it should be several senators, is going to have to be told, you had better vote against that impeachment, or we will bring out all forces against you. And some of them that are in kind of marginal seats are going to be scared, but it could work. So say it does work. First of all, if it goes up through a court of appeals, if the court of appeals says there should be new maps, and there's only six people in the Supreme Court instead of seven because she was removed, they would lock 3-3. And I don't, by the way, discount Brian Hagedorn. Brian Hagedorn was a stand-up guy on certifying Biden, and he also voted for some for changes in the legislature that the U.S. Supreme Court, the tarantulas, overruled. It's possible it would still pass. In other words, new maps. But if it didn't, and they deadlocked 3-3, the Court of Appeals decision stands. So if it goes up through a Court of Appeals, that would stand. But the fact is that the impeachment law only permits impeachment for corruption or a crime, a felony or misdemeanor. Janet Protasiewicz has committed no felony, no misdemeanor, and she's as pure as the driven snow. She is one of the most ethical judges and prosecutors there were. John Chisholm is the most ethical prosecutor. He runs that office, a tight ship, that I've ever met. So if they gin up an impeachment on false grounds, who decides? The Wisconsin Supreme Court decides. Now, she will be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. She will not recuse herself. Why should she recuse herself? She shouldn't recuse herself on the gerrymander case. Gableman got $1 million or so from the manufacturers and then sat in judgment and upheld the constitutionality of the manufacturer's exemption from income taxes. The Republicans are fraud on the hoof. You see what I'm saying? They worry about conflicts of interest only when their own fraud is being sniffed out. That legislature majority is fraudulent. That must be overturned. And they can't continue to assert their fraud by using fraudulent means to stop needed changes. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Monday, Wisco Paul.
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. You know, it just doesn't stop with the GOP in this state or nationwide for that matter. But this thing with Boss is about power, and he is corrupt himself. He's been involved in so much corruption, it's mind-boggling. And the other thing that really gets me is Judge, Bradley, the bad Bradley. She wants to rewrite history because she knows she's on the wrong side of history. So it goes on and on. And this, this whole thing's mind-boggling, man. I don't even know who these people are anymore, and I've said that before. Corruption is just a major thing with the GOP. But Voss, he's just a totally corrupt man. He's been involved in everything from fake electors right on down the road, and it's all about power. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, I think I want to focus for a second here on the fake electors in Voss. He is the one who arranged the hearing room. You know what Fannie Willis would do with that? She had her chompers into a guy who arranged the hearing room. That guy would be toast. That guy would be toast. We're going to the lines. Caller, fellow Schmeck, is that your name from Appleton? What's in your mind today?
You bet. Call me Schmeck. Thanks for taking the call. Just wanted to reach out and ask about something seems to be missed a lot, and that's the point. So I understand Robin Voss, you could call him a bad guy, and Justice Janet did beat her candidate by 11 points, but what about how the point? She literally said the maps are wrong and need to be fixed as a campaign strategy, and justices are not to change laws or make policies or create laws or have opinions. They're supposed to see a court trial from a complete neutral standpoint and watch both sides of the cases to be presented. And this is a justice who literally ran saying that the maps are corrupt. So why wouldn't our new justice recuse herself after stating clearly her opinion? She boldly stated that she is very anti-maps. So doesn't that... Her opponent was very smart. Dan Kelly was smart to not comment. He always said, I don't care. He said, it doesn't matter what I think. People ask him questions all the time. I saw him up in Appleton.
But Schmeck, remember something. Let's take abortion for a second. Dan Kelly had a position. I respect his right to have that. She had a position. Neither one of them was going to recuse themselves on an abortion case. When it comes to these maps, they are gerrymandered. Everybody who's looked at it, every professor, everybody else has said, when you have one party gets over half the vote and gets a third of the seats, that's gerrymandered. She did say, you may not remember it, I'm not going to prejudge any case. I'll look at all the evidence. But she's entitled to her personal opinion. Listen, Schmeck, thanks for calling. Call more often. Like to hear your principal conservative. I really do. Coming to the end of the show. Great show, as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Great callers. Stand by for Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate. I'm signing off for today.
Great showman.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.